Pennsylvania GOP Senate primary, too close to call. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. With about 95% of the vote counted, less than a percentage point separates businessman David McCormick and Trump-endorsed candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz in the Pennsylvania Republican primary. If the margin of victory is less than 0.5%, it triggers an automatic statewide recount. Kathy Barnett in third place, without conceding, calling for party unity.
Our country is divided, and I believe our country is divided intentionally. So we got to do our part. We have the best story to tell.
Doug Mastriano, also endorsed by former President Trump, has won the GOP nomination to run for governor of Pennsylvania against Democrat Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman. Ted Budd has won the GOP Senate primary in North Carolina.
When President Trump endorsed me last June, he said this. He said, Ted, I'm endorsing you because you never wavered on America First policies. That America First agenda, it led to historic job growth, wage growth, and prosperity for all Americans.
Budd will face Democrat Sherry Beasley in November. Trump-endorsed freshman Congressman Madison Cawthorn has conceded defeat to State Senator Chuck Edwards in North Carolina's 11th congressional district after several embarrassing missteps. President Biden visiting Buffalo Tuesday to meet with relatives of some of the 10 people killed in Saturday's supermarket shooting.
In America, evil will not win, I promise you. Hate will not prevail, and white supremacy will not have the last word.
The 18-year-old suspect in the shooting, charged with 10 counts of murder, is due to make another court appearance on Thursday. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow gained 431 points, NASDAQ up 321, the S&P 500 closing 80 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Testimony started Tuesday in the trial of former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman, charged with lying to the FBI to start the 2016 Russia investigation.
Federal prosecutors say that former Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman manipulated the FBI to open this investigation into then-candidate Donald Trump to create that October surprise right before the election. The day began with opening statements and ended with several witnesses on the stand, including two FBI agents. Sussman is charged with lying to the FBI 2 months before the 2016 election. He went to the FBI and said he had some information linking the Trump organization via a computer server to a Russian-based Alpha Bank, then owned by associates close to Vladimir Putin. The FBI investigated. The allegation was bogus.
Fox's David Spunt. Sussman has pleaded not guilty less than a week before the Biden administration hopes to lift Title 42 health restrictions on immigrants. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visited the Rio Grande Valley in Texas on Tuesday, insisting the administration is ready.
We knew very well that the CDC's Title 42 authority would not be around forever, and it is our obligation, as well as the way we conduct ourselves, to be prepared for changes in the landscape, and that is indeed what we did beginning in September of 2021.
Border Patrol is expecting a massive surge of immigrants if Title 42 is lifted. House Democrats offering a $28 million emergency spending bill to address the nationwide shortage of baby formula. The money, among other things, would increase FDA staffing. Nestle says it is expediting the shipments of formula for babies with lactose allergies, flying them into the U.S. from Europe. In Ukraine, the fall of Mariupol appears to be imminent. Hundreds of Ukrainian fighters who'd been defending a steel mill in the city have now been taken captive by the Russians. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.